Hello everyone, this is Turd Flinging Monkey, and today I'm going to make my best attempt to red pill traditionalists. So the first thing I want to say is MGTOW is not your enemy. The reason why we don't like you is because you actively attack us. If you stop making yourself our enemy, we'll get along great. We're actually on the same side, so stop attacking us and we can help each other. Alright, so let's back up. Let's define traditionalists. Traditionalists believe, largely, in traditional gender roles. Hence why traditionalists. This is to differentiate them from feminism, in which feminists believe that women should take a more male-centric role as the provider, be strong, independent women that don't need no man. Whereas traditionalists want the traditional family. They want the father and the mother and the children in the house, and the father works and the mother stays home and raises the kids. That traditional 1950s kind of nuclear family. Nothing's wrong with that, by the way. And let me say something right off the bat before you angrily type in the comment section. MGTOW is not a societal model. You cannot base a society on MGTOW because MGTOW won't have any babies. Even with the advent of the artificial womb, it's going to be very expensive. The average guy is probably only going to be able to afford one, maybe two kids if he's pretty rich. And we're talking $100,000+ to have a child via the artificial womb. And I'm just, you know, spitballing. It's going to be expensive. So knowing how expensive it is, a guy is very unlikely to have a large family, even if the technology existed for him to do so. The best way to have a large family is through a nuclear family, through traditional gender roles, women staying home barefoot and pregnant, having all the kids. That's a sustainable, viable, time-tested, proven model. These people who attack MGTOW are like, well, if everyone went MGTOW, then humanity would go extinct and the West will collapse and the Muslims will take over and it's all a Jew psyop. You're really stupid. MGTOW is a symptom of rampant, out-of-control, feminist-led gynocentrism. When the government collapses, when feminism goes away, when women lose their rights by default, MGTOW disappears. The reason for MGTOW to exist is for men to find a way to survive in this crazy system being led by feminism, destroying men, destroying families. The things you see, the things you want to change, the things you want to improve, MGTOW also see, also want to change, also want to improve. But we can't. We don't have the ability to change it. And this is the biggest red pill. This is the purpose of this video. Your tactics have not worked and won't work. You are losing. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. And this is something I see in so many groups, from MRAs to traditionalists to even some PUA groups. They still want to pretend that we just need to elect more Republicans. We just need to repeal no-fault divorce. We just need to have voter ID. We have these tiny little achievable goals that they think are going to solve the problem, and they won't. The problem is so deep and so fundamental that it needs to be pretty much overturned in order to fix the problem. What is the problem? What is the central problem? And you know what the problem is. You agree with me. You just won't admit it. The problem is female empowerment. Everyone will admit, if you make it a positive thing, that empowered women don't have children. Look up any study on global warming or overpopulation, and the number one recommendation to lower population, lower fertility rates, is to empower women. Empowered women don't have children because they're working, they're going to college, they're not having kids. It's as simple and fundamental as that. It has nothing to do with the voter ID laws, has nothing to do with no-fault divorce. In fact, the UK, they had no-fault divorce, or they didn't have no-fault divorce until last year. They only just now implemented no-fault divorce. The fertility rate in the UK has been shit for decades because it has nothing to do with no-fault divorce. If you could try to pick apart these tiny little victories, maybe you get voter ID, maybe you repeal no-fault divorce, that won't change anything. Even Ireland, which had the highest native fertility rate in Europe, was still below replacement. And the only reason why they had that was because they outlawed abortion, which was then overturned last year. So sure, banning abortion will help. Getting rid of no-fault divorce will help. Getting rid of the family courts will help. Getting rid of affirmative action. All these things would help. All these things would go a small way to solving the problem. But what is the principle? banning abortion, getting rid of no-fault divorce, getting rid of affirmative action, these are all disempowering women. All these things you want to do, all these symptoms you want to treat, all these little laws you want to change, they all have one thing in common. They disempower women. Why not just solve the problem at the source? If the problem is empowered women, then the only solution is to disempower women. And what is the biggest thing which empowers women, which is why you make MGTOW your enemy, I'll get back to that in a minute, is because women vote. Female voting is how all this other stuff happened. Without the female vote, the Overton window would shift so far to the right, it would be crazy. It's the female vote that empowers the left. And you know this. You know this. Do you do what works in the real world? Or do you care about being pragmatic? Or do you have principles and you want to do the right thing, even if it means you fail? Because what I see is traditionalists snatching defeat from the jaws of victory every single time. Stabbing their own side in the back out of principles. Having moral purity tests and shit like that. Degeneracy. All the time, snatching defeat from the jaws of victory out of principles. And yet, when you talk to them about, okay, if the problem is female empowerment, we have to take women's rights away, they're like, oh, we can't do that. Oh, we'd lose elections. We do this. Like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I thought we were principled. Are we principled or are we pragmatic? Which is it? Is it just whatever causes you to lose? You'll be pragmatic when it means you lose, and when you'll be principled if it means you lose. Are you just a masochist? Do you enjoy losing? Do you enjoy watching everything you care about die? If so, okay, great. Now I know I don't need to waste any more time with you. The biggest manifestation of this masochistic desire to lose is the way traditionalists attack men, and specifically MGTOW, instead of attacking the actual problem, which is female empowerment. All these fucking Republicans trying to ban porn, trying to ban sex dolls, anime, hentai, whatever, as if that's the problem. Oh, men aren't getting married. It's porn's fault. Men are too busy playing video games. No, dipshit. Has nothing to do with that. Relationships have become suicide. And so men have free time on their hands, and they still have biological needs. And so because dating and relationships have become so toxic that men have to walk away out of self-preservation, and yet they have these needs and these desires, they need to placate them somehow, and so they turn to porn, sex dolls, and so forth, out of necessity. Taking away those things won't cause them to go back. You think that just by taking someone's porn away, they're going to be like, okay, even though it's a horrible deal, of which I am sacrificing my freedom, I'm putting everything at risk, for little to no benefit, and I'm not even exaggerating. What does a woman bring to the table? Little to nothing. There might have been a time in some bygone age where women were actually useful around the house and were actually an asset to a man's life. Now, what do women bring? Attitude and insults. You're lucky if you get laid a couple times on their schedule, and don't you dare pressure them or you're a rapist. And you better give them 5 or 6 orgasms, otherwise you're a premature ejaculator. All this other bullshit, it's not worth it. It's just not worth it. Women aren't worth it. And yet, men still have desires for sex, companionship, and so forth, and that's why they turn to porn, sex dolls, anime, video games, whatever. Men are the victims of feminism's war against men, relationships, and traditional family values. Stop attacking men. Stop attacking MGTOW. Stop trying to ban shit. The problem is female empowerment. If you got rid of the shitty laws, if you got rid of all these rights that women have at men's expense, there are a lot of men who would then feel comfortable going back and dating women. But taking our porn and sex dolls away will not accomplish that. You will just piss us off. Like I said earlier, when you walk away from women, when you decide to live for yourself, you have a lot of free time on your hands. Trust me, you want these people preoccupied with video games and porn. You don't want them pissed off at you with all this free time on their hands, because then you're going to have a really big problem. My other problem with traditionalists is the way that they attack me personally or ideas similar to mine as extreme, trying to play to the moderate center. Again, this is an example of snatching defeat from the jaws of victory. Here's why the left will win politically. They can import anyone from the third world to vote for them. The entire world will vote for the left because the left offers free stuff. Where are the next generation of right-wing voters coming from? Nowhere. Nowhere. There are no right-wing voters coming. There were decades, like during communism, where people would flee Eastern Europe, Western Europe, to come to America because they valued freedom and liberty, and they would refresh that pool of right-wing voters. But those days are over. The entire world is infected. The populations of the entire Western world are below replacement. There is no country that America can draw from to acquire new right-wing voters. And yet the left has an endless pool of left-wing voters to draw from. They can import, no matter how low the fertility rate is, they can import as many voters as they need. Time is 100% on their side. They will win by default, simply by outlasting the right. The right is dying. This is why the Overton window continually shifts to the left. The only chance the right has is to increase the fertility rate within the right. They need right-wing people to have more kids. I've explained how to do this. You do it the way the Muslims are doing it. You create small communities, you police yourselves, you get the government out of your business. I call it the no-go zone. I've also heard it called white Sharia. Call it whatever you want. That's how you do it. You know how you don't do it? You don't do it by throwing other people under the bus who are on your side, stabbing them in the back, trying to pander to female voters, and also their bullshit. Again, we have the pragmatists on one side, stabbing each other in the back to try to placate the left. And then you got the principled people on the right who stab each other in the back, call each other extremists, and basically admit that they would rather face extinction. They would rather the country collapse and millions die than take women's rights away. Even if they know, if you get them to admit that taking women's rights away is the only way to solve the problem, even if they admit that, they will refuse to do it. They would rather face extinction and the death of millions because of my principles. Because they don't want to be as bad as them or whatever. However they want to dress it up. They're cowards and they're insane. Because their alternative, if you ask them, well, what's your alternative? If you don't want to disempower women in order to save yourselves, to save society, to save Western civilization, what do you propose? And they propose to either live in a fantasy world where they get these tiny little insignificant victories like, oh, we're going to go after voter ID. Yeah, once we get voter ID, everything. No, it won't. Voter ID won't do shit. Even if you banned abortion, it wouldn't do shit. And neither of those are going to fucking happen because all the momentum is on the left. So you're never going to get voter ID, nor are you ever going to ban abortion. And even if you did, that wouldn't do anything. That wouldn't solve the problem. The problem is female empowerment. But if you're like, oh, that's extreme. You're an extremist. We need real solutions. What you mean is we need politically viable solutions. I hate to break this to you. There is no politically viable solution because the left has all the momentum. You will not, it is impossible, to try to pull the country to the right within the current paradigm. You are not having any children. The voters are going to the left. Every generation, the left grows because they import people. Every generation, the right shrinks. The numbers are on their side. The momentum is on their side. Time is on their side. The government will never shrink as long as there's a welfare state. The welfare state will never go away as long as women vote. You have to attack the problem at the source. Otherwise, you're just, I don't know, you're just talking shit. And if you want to just talk shit, if you just want to slowly go into that good night, fine. Go do it by yourself. Don't try to ban shit and try to make my life hell and attack people who are actually trying to solve the problem and speaking out against the actual issues. Go be useless somewhere else. Go sell soap. Leave me alone. Leave MGTOW alone. Because you have nothing useful to contribute to the conversation. But if you are ready to solve the problem, then I will stand with you. And that's all we need to win. If enough men stand together, we can solve the problem. Or we could stab each other in the back and blame men for everything, trying to score political points and piss each other off and ensure a civil war. That'll work too. Either way, women are going to lose their rights. That's the sad thing. I'm going to be completely vindicated in history. Either we take women's rights away and fix the system, or the system collapses and women lose their rights by default, because when the government collapses, nobody has rights. And even if you believe in natural rights, without an ability to enforce those rights, they may as well not exist. Or a third option is the Muslims continue to outbreed Western civilization, and one by one, Western countries will simply fall into the hands of the Muslim majority, who will impose their society, their values, onto these Western countries. How many Western countries will have to fall before Western men are ready to take women's rights away? I don't know. We'll see. Obviously, that's the only thing that's going to change people's minds, just like a fat person who refuses to lose weight until they have a heart attack. Maybe when Sweden collapses, or France, or Germany, or the UK, or Canada, maybe when these countries collapse and there's bodies in the street, maybe then you'll be like, you know what, maybe we should actually say no to women. Maybe that's the problem. Maybe not having babies, maybe kissing women's asses and pandering for their votes, maybe that's what ruined this. And maybe we need to stop doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. This is Turd Flinging Monkey. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time.